He must have seen the resolve in her eyes. He swallowed, looked past her, as if gathering his thoughts, then back at her.
You said you would help me get off planet.
I know, she said.
I can't follow you to that cruiser.
I have a daughter, Aaron.
I just want to get off the planet and get back to her before the exchange or anyone else gets to her.
The heat went out of her in a rush.
You've done more than enough, Zirid. I wouldn't let you come, even if you volunteered.
They both stared at each other for a long time, something unsaid hanging in the air between them. T7's head rotated from Zirid to Aaron, and back to Zirid.
You don't need to face him, he said to her.
Grime from the work stained Zirid's coat and trousers. Lack of sleep had painted circles under his brown eyes. He hadn't shaved in days, and black stubble coated his cheeks. His appearance once more struck Aaron as that of a mad prophet, though it seemed she was the one acting out of madness.
Yes, I do, she said.
She reached out a hand and wiped away some dirt on his cheek. At first he looked startled at her touch, then looked as if he wanted to say something, but did not.
We go our separate ways here, Z-Man, she said.
She sensed his alarm at the thought.
You keep the speeder in T7. I'll figure something else out. Goodbye, Zirid.
T7 uttered a doleful whistle as she walked away. Zirid's words pulled her back around, just as hers had pulled him back around earlier in the day.
Let me help you, Aaron. I'm not going at that cruiser, but I can help you get aboard.
How?
I don't know. Maybe you stow away on an Imperial transport heading for it.
He pointed at a distant black form moving across the afternoon sky.
They come and go regularly, and always to the same spaceport. And I know that spaceport. I've parked Fat Man there myself a few times. I'll figure out a way to get you aboard a transport while I find a ship to get me off planet. So no goodbyes yet. I still need your help. And you still need mine. Good enough?
Aaron did not have to consider long. She could use Zirid's help, and she wanted to keep his company for as long as possible.
Good enough, she said.
And who knows,
he said as she climbed into the speeder.
Maybe you'll come to your senses in the meantime.